just got to lean on our running game early on. You know, we got O-line and got a lot better. You know, the running game got a lot better. And we're just going to take our chances. Wherever they, you know, they cheat to, we're going to take advantage of it.
Coach said that yesterday during walkthroughs, you guys kind of implemented the last install. Do you feel like everyone is where they need to be at this point in training camp?
We're not there yet. You know, that's what training camp's for. And obviously, training camp isn't over. We just got to continue to keep working. You know, like Coach challenges every day to come out here and give our best. And that's what we're going to do day in and day out.
Talk about some of the younger guys and how you've been able to kind of mentor them throughout this process.
Justin Hart, all the guys, MC, Marquez, they just listen. You know, it's time and time again, you know, you get young guys that come in and they kind of think they know what's going on. They feel like they've been playing football, but it's a different level. The speed is different. And you got to get in and out of your breaks out here because timing is very, very big on this level.
What about the knowledge of the offense that Leonard brings with working with Kyle in Washington?
The knowledge he brings, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, he can play any position. And he knows everything. You know, if we're struggling out there to get lined up, he can whisper out there, hey, we got this, we got this. So, I mean, it's good for us.
How do you size up Hardy? Matt was saying, I mean, obviously the guy's caught a ton of balls.
Right.
He knows how to make plays. So how do you size up where he is and what he needs to do to get better?
Hardy, he's just got to keep working. You know, nothing's holding Hardy back. He's willing to listen. He take criticism. Coach get on him all the time just to see how he's going to react and respond to it, and he's doing a great job for us.
Billy, you feel any different coming out here knowing yesterday Arthur Blank said that he wants to make you a Falcon for life? Does that change your approach coming out here? Any more pep in your step for not knowing that the owner said that?
Not at all. I mean, I just got to come out here and keep doing what I do, you know, and being consistent. That's the key in this sport is always being consistent. Keep doing it day in and day out.
What does that mean to you when he says something like that?
We're on the same page. You know, I want to be a Falcon, you know, for life. And I guess he made it clear to y'all yesterday that they obviously working towards that. So only thing I can do is control out here on this field and stay consistent.
Julio, does it make you feel more confident hearing that a deal is going to be done fairly soon?
Yeah, but you know, it's just me. I don't wrap my head around that you know, to have that to get me going or put a pep in my step of like, all right, yeah, he want me to be a Falcon for the rest of my career. Hey, let me go out here and do something else. Obviously, I've been cheating myself, you know. So every day I come out here, I challenge myself to just get better. So.
Hey, well, football-wise, one thing Ravitsky was saying yesterday is that you are getting better. He was comparing you to basically saying LeBron James always wants to get better.
Yeah.
But, you know, from our standpoint, watching you, is it footwork? Is it route running? Is it hand placement? Where do you feel like you still need to grow?
Mm-hmm. My thing is, you know, this is a new offense. Just being comfortable with everything, knowing the timing of the play, you know, what I can and cannot do on a route to get separation. You know, some routes I can double guys up, or sometimes I need just straight out speed to beat them and get where I need to be, all in the timing of the play. So just those little things I need to work on right now.
Are you giving yourself a timetable for the learning curve?
No, I'm not. I mean, just every day, hard as I can. If I mess up, I'm messing up full speed.
How do you like preseason. The route combinations? I'm trying to chart them, but it looks like y'all got a vast array of stuff.
Oh, man. We everywhere. And you got to know every position, too. So, and Kyle challenges as well. You know, he's very precise with depth, alignment, getting your head around, coverages, everything. You know, and that comes with film study and also just getting in your playbook and knowing what you have to do.
Doing the preseason, I mean, as many times as you've done it now, when you go into that first one, I mean, what's always key to keep in mind when you take the field for the limited reps you know you're going to have?
You just got to go out there and go full speed. You know, you don't want to go out there and get hurt in the preseason game. You know, a lot of guys be like, oh, this is the first preseason game. I'm going to take it slow. You know, and guys usually end up injuring themselves or someone else. So